an all-nighter. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The marathon debate on the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act happening now in the Senate, with Republicans attempting to block the legislation from passing. The voterama is expected to last all night. GOP Senator Marco Rubio of Florida on the Senate floor late Saturday said the name of the bill is deceptive.
Calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, but they can't even say it with a straight face because they know it's not true. This bill has nothing to do with what real people in the real world are worried about every single day.
The bill calls for hundreds of billions of dollars to be spent on climate initiatives and health care costs, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Democrats say the bill will only raise taxes on corporations. President Biden still not officially COVID-free. Fox's John Scott has more.
President Biden on the mend after a second bout of COVID. His doctors report Mr. Biden now has tested negative, but he'll remain sequestered until he receives a second negative reading.
The president initially tested positive for the virus over 2 weeks ago after delivering a speech on climate change in Massachusetts. On Fox's Cavuto Live, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd discussing what's happening to migrants after they enter the U.S. through Texas.
Now it's out in the open. All of the citizens there in New York City, they now get to see what is going on when they see exactly how much resources are going to be spent to house all of these individuals.
Criminal activity increasing at the U.S. southern border since the beginning of the year, as migrants have been crossing into the United States, overwhelming Border Patrol. Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Saturday said his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter could continue if he receives more details regarding fake accounts. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
On Friday, Indiana becoming the first state to enact a near total ban on abortion, following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. Fox's Sean Langill reports.
While the law does provide exceptions for rape, incest, the life of the mother, and when fatal fetal anomalies are present, Indiana's legislature late Friday night approved a measure that would ban most abortions from the moment of conception. The state's Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signing the bill into law, saying he will, quote, continue to keep an open ear. Abortion rights groups like the ACLU of Indiana are calling it a dangerous attack on liberty and freedom. Still, the limited exceptions have drawn the ire of pro-life groups like Indiana's Right to Life, who has said it did not, quote, wait 50 years for the reversal of Roe v. Wade for this.
Hundreds of thousands of riders gathering for the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota this weekend.
This is the 82nd year for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Events planned include Military Appreciation Day, a poker tournament, motorcycle show, and of course there are the rides. The Mayor's Ride, which benefits emergency services in Sturgis, as well as the Veteran Warriors Honor Ride, with proceeds benefiting homeless veterans. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally runs through Sunday, the 14th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Massachusetts' last known Salem witch has been officially exonerated.
Elizabeth Johnson Jr. had her name cleared thanks to a Massachusetts teacher and her civics class. Johnson, who lived in Andover, Massachusetts, may have had a disability, making her an easy target for allegations that swept through Puritan villages in the state during the 1690s. The eighth graders petitioned state legislators for 3 years before the exoneration was inserted into the state budget signed by Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
That's Fox's Jane Fergus. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.